quarter to six, 44 degrees. Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. The sad part is this is the last time we do this until Monday. So it's kind of sad. And let's see.
Are you there?
Are you there? There you are. Good morning.
Good morning. It is kind of sad that this is the last time that we do this until Monday. Busy weekend ahead, so.
What's busy about your weekend?
Well, tonight we are going to an a cappella show at the university. And then tomorrow I'm going to be spending some time out at Beaver Creek. And Sunday, trying to remember what's going on Sunday. I know that there's a lot of choir activities and so forth for my kid this weekend. So, yeah, just lots of running around.
Was there, I saw something about a peace, the peace stand. Is that tonight?
That's tonight. So the peace stand is at the corner of Gulf Road and 93. That happens the third Friday of every month. And I'm not going to be able to make it tonight.
Okay.
And I have a meeting at 5 o'clock tonight at the same time that that occurs. Anybody would be welcome to head out and join that. I think even through the winter.
It's the every single Friday.
Every third Friday.
That gets tricky to remember. You know, the first of something, it gets a little tricky. No, I've got one guy I meet for lunch on the. It's usually we try to do the first Friday of the month, and another guy, it's the second Tuesday. So that gets, I like our thing, which is like, if you can make it on Saturday, show up for breakfast.
Right.
Know? So it's kind of.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. That's confusing.
And so far, that's my plan. I don't know if you're planning to be there tomorrow
so
or not.
So here's my deal tonight is that I got the green light to do McDonald 8-man football. There's 16 teams. They draw the top ranked 8-man team in the state, 8-player team, because there are girls. And that's at Merrill. So I'm going to have a late night. So
I'm also going to have a late night.
Yeah. All right. So you're saying no excuses is what I'm hearing.
Or we could say, you know what? It's going to be a late night.
Yeah. We could do that.
I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
Call it for tomorrow?
I think that, we can pull back. Yeah. Sounds good. All right.
I love that the listeners get to listen to us plan our weekend.
No, there was a thing food related I want to bring up, which is I don't necessarily go out and buy desserts, but they kind of show up because radio is like police work. Apparently, people think we like the donuts and the muffins and this. And I think as I pondered it this week, there was, but you know, things just appear on the counter here, like banana cream pie or muffins or cookies. And then I don't know. I kind of see it as every good and perfect gift comes from above, you know. So I kind of think I usually think, well, that would go good with some coffee.
Sure.
How does
and
it work?
You're probably right.
How does it work for you at Marshfield Clinic like that?
You know, it used to be a lot worse. It used to seem like there was food there all the time. And it still happens that I know yesterday there were chocolates and muffins in the office.
Well, yesterday was office chocolate day. That's why.
That could be why. Yeah, I didn't know that. And it's usually best for me if I just don't even bother to dig into those things. Because normally what happens is once I start, every time I walk through the nurse's station, I end up grabbing more and more and more. So, but I think work and food tend to go together a lot.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's just a party, I guess. So,
absolutely.
I played some of this song yesterday for Office Chocolate Day.
Chocolate, yummy chocolate, it's so super sweet.
So there you go. That was kind of nice.
That sounds like a perfect song.
We've got one verse today. It's Romans chapter 7, verse 21.
Yeah, and it says, I have discovered this principle of life that when I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what is wrong.
Mm. Yeah, and so here's Jason's take in Letters to the Beloved, his devotional commentary. A battle rages within you between your old and new selves. You want to do good, but evil desire whispers in your ear, tempting you towards sin. Those old cartoons where a character had an angel on one shoulder and a devil on the other were simplistic, but they do provide a glimpse of that internal conflict. Would you believe?
Yeah, you know, I think.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I think that's the, you know, that's definitely that internal battle seems to rage.
Mm-hmm.
And, trying to live by the way of the spirit sometimes, but that the flesh gets in the way.
And so we can pick it up on Monday and next. Wait, what are the things? I mean, certainly it's the word, prayer, fellowship, all necessary and vital elements, and participating in those good works that God's prepared in advance for us to do that builds that integration and not the disintegration.
For sure. Absolutely. That's what we're shooting for.
I think I've been learning something. Jason, we'll talk to you on Monday. So there we go.
Sounds good.
The Whip Wake Up Show on a Friday. Mark and Caleb, WWRIB, and diving into the mailbag again here during October Connect Month.
Yeah, great to see so many of these handwritten letters. And again, whatever form or fashion you want to connect with us, whether it's an in-person visit or a phone call or text or a listener line voicemail, or you want to connect with us on Facebook or Instagram at WWIB Radio on those social channels, or send us an email through our website, WWIB.com. Any way to connect is great as we try to get at least 499 connections during October. But there's just something special about these good old-fashioned letters that, man, tactile. I love it.
Absolutely. We're up to 314 connections now and up to $12,255, about halfway to that goal of $25,000 financially. All right. First of all, Claudia in Menominee says she started listening in 1980. She says the music, DJs, and programs have changed over the decades. She goes, am I really that old? But the message of Jesus never changes. Thank you. Thank you, Claudia.
This one comes from our friend Jerome, and Jerome from Knapp, and he says, what a great blessing WWIB has been for me since the station began. It has been encouragement, blessings, growth, and so much more. He says, I love you all in Christ. Most of my listening is early morning with Mark. He mentions Jason as well, and me as well. He says, if I'm home, the radio is on. Thank you so much. He says, much love to Mabel Louise. That's Jerome from Knapp.
Yeah, for years, you know, we'd get the mailings together here, and he would make the drive and be a part of the team. Many people helped with that, Vicky the volunteer and numerous others. Now, we got another letter here coming from Dave in Mondovi. He says, I listen all the time, exclamation point. You are the only station I listen to. We love that. He says, my favorites are Mark and Caleb in the morning, Focus on the Family, Betsy at night. Actually, all of you. Keep it up. Thanks, Dave.
I love the alliteration because this is Carl and Carmen from Colfax.
Mm.
And they love listening to Clean Country.
They say,
we love listening Sunday evenings to the country and quartet, especially gospel music. Also enjoy God's Great Outdoors program. And they also love listening to Pat Wall, 11 and noon every weekday. Thank you for that from Colfax.
And my last one comes from Russ and Laura in Colfax also. And they were big in Colfax. They say, we are so thankful that you're being this light and truth in this area that goes and shifts atmosphere, and may the Lord continue to increase your influence. Blessings from Russ and Laura. Thanks.
And finally, one more here. October connects, and we still have multiple days left before the end of the month. 10 days left for you to send in your connection in some form here in October. This one comes from way out in Dorchester. Thank you so much for listening out there east. And Sharon says from Dorchester, thank you to Caleb and Mark, Paul, Betsy, and Rod for the humor, uplifting music, and the company. So glad you are always there every day.
Yeah, it's great to hear from the listeners.
It's 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, 45 degrees. One of our great traditions on Fridays here in the WIB Wake Up Show is getting you caught up in everything you might have missed in the past week. News, sports, politics, pop culture, etc., etc., etc. We do it in condensed form because, as always, we respect your time, friends. We call it headlines. Here we go.
A man in Romania took his wife to court because she used so much garlic in her cooking, it made him allergic to it.
It was a tough case. Every time either one of them got on the stand and opened their mouth to testify, the entire jury passed out.
Yikes.
In England, a couple of men with huge appetites were banned from an all-you-can-eat restaurant.
Yeah, the new sign in the window clearly says, no loitering, no smoking, no Americans.
USA.
Mm. Yeah, hey, Mackenzie Scott, who used to be married to Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, donated over $80 million to the Girl Scouts.
$80 million? Somebody wants to be first in line for their new cookies each year.
Yes, she deserves it.
Another study found the average person lies, tells a lie four times each day.
Which means most of us are too honest to be politicians.
Gotcha.
Hmm. Studies say that more and more men are doing household chores.
I'm not saying I'm a bad cook, but when something falls on the kitchen floor, my dog jumps up on a chair.
Hmm.
Meanwhile, last week, October 16th, was Dictionary Day, created to encourage us to acquire and use dictionaries.
Yeah, my parents encouraged me to use one from a very early age. In fact, I can remember using a dictionary when I was just 2 years old. It's what propped me up so I could get to my chicken nuggets.
America.
Mm-hmm. And finally, this Friday morning, a study finds that Americans still work nearly 20% more than Europeans.
Well, isn't that why European immigrants first moved to this country, to escape the tyranny of mandatory vacations?
Sure.
Those are your headlines. And now you're all caught up. Breaking in for a moment here on the WIB Wake Up Show with a request from last hour that we want to honor this hour. And you know what? I'm never going to say no to playing Go Fish a couple of times during the morning show. But this is for, I believe this is for Kaya, and celebrating a birthday today. So happy birthday from all of your WWIB family. And she says that she's missing her friend Vicky today. And this is a favorite song of Vicky's. We play it around Christmas time usually here. But man, this song fits any time of year. It's by Go Fish. It's called It's About the Cross.
It's not just about the manger where the baby lay. It's not all about the angels who sang for him that day. It's not just about the shepherds or the bright and shining star. It's not all about the wise men who traveled from afar. It's about the cross. It's about my sin. It's about how Jesus came to be born once so that we could be born again. It's about the stone that was rolled away so that you and I could have real life someday. It's about the cross. The cross. It's about the cross.
Go, go, Power Rangers. Well, in real life, evidently. This story comes out of Oakland, California. True story. Employees dressed as Power Rangers at a new restaurant. I'm wondering what kind of restaurant this is. But the employees were dressed as Power Rangers as this restaurant opened out there in Oakland, California. They sprang into action and became actual real-life superheroes by saving a woman who is being attacked close by. The woman cried out for help, and all of the servers slash Power Rangers moved towards the scene to help. The spirit of community then kicked in, and the customers at this new restaurant started morphing as well. The woman said the Power Rangers ended up piling onto the man who was attacking her, held him until police showed up. Pretty cool. And like I said a few minutes ago, I think this is the first time I have ever talked about Power Rangers on this show, but pretty fitting. Heroes in real life. 13 minutes before 9 o'clock as we finish another week of the WIB Wake Up Show. Havel puts this together. It's the best of the week.
You never know what we cover on this show. It's just everything from soup to nuts, from A to Z. Here it is in 4.5 minutes. A man walks into a library and asks the librarian for books about paranoia. And she whispers, "They're right behind you."
Oh, man.
I do really like that one.
You've been outspoken in terms of spiders and snakes. I mean, if given the choice.
Yeah, snakes are worse.
Yeah.
Way worse. Way worse. I will possibly scream. I will stand up on my chair or on this desk.
Yeah. Gotcha.
And again, I don't want much to do with spiders, but snakes are just a thousand times worse.
Someone who knows you actually has a pet snake now. So
no.
Yes.
Why? Remind me not to come over.
24 years ago today, my wife and I tied the knot. Well, I've got a little bit of audio here from the wedding, and I just thought, oh, it was quite a day.
Marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage is what brings us together today.
No, this was actually not our... This was Princess Bride.
Blessed arrangement.
Yeah, so anyhow, my mistake, so...
Yeah,
sorry about that.
Got the tapes mixed up.
Yeah.
I was, when they started talking, I was like, wow, that is a very thick Wisconsin accent. I've never heard that one before.
Right.
That must be up near the Canadian border.
Yeah, right. It is. So on a Win It Wednesday, it's Weird Pet Wednesday. And Sue in Kanat says, also, only cat and a dog now, but she's growing up in Milwaukee. She had a pet skunk? Really? Like, did you walk it on a leash? And she says, and my kid's lifetime had a pet tarantulas. One for 9 years. Wow.
There's a lot of odd things about dreams, and I think my wife dreams far more than I do, probably because she just carries so much weight in our family and wanting to take care of everybody, and I just kind of conk out. But then sometimes I do find out if I've misbehaved in her dreams. It's not good for me.
Honey, so. I'm sorry. I really... And the great feeling is you have this terrible, not a nightmare necessarily, but this something happens in your dream that, and you go, oh, it was just a dream. Isn't that, that's a nice relief.
That is a very nice relief when you wake up and it's like, oh, that didn't actually happen or is not about to happen. I am clothed and I'm not falling from an airplane.
It's office chocolate day today.
Chocolate.
Yeah, it almost makes you want to break out into song.
Chocolate, yummy chocolate. It's so...
Our buddy Jason Kanz, he does best 5 minutes of the day, a neuropsychologist, Marshfield Clinic, with us 5:45, leads off our WIB Wake Up Show podcast. Yesterday he did take the title of the last book you read and add with a chainsaw and post the results. And I mean, we had our friend Cody. It was like love and respect with a chainsaw and all kinds of fun, different kind of things like that. But it does take me to, if you've ever seen Family Force 5 live.
Oh, this
you've
is a great dance.
You've seen them with chainsaw before. Yeah. Here it is in the WIB Wake Up Show.
When I crank it like a boom. Yeah, they like the way I do this. When I crank it like a drum, full throttle, heavy metal, set the bar, next level, wasteland, getting all janky, so glow. Bow to the DJ, crank it like a chainsaw. Bow to the DJ, crank it like a chainsaw. Crank it, crank it, crank it back.
It's quite quite a workout. And you were still able to do it, Caleb, pretty good. But we heard from Crystal, huh?
Yeah, it's been quite a few years since I've done that dance. But I did show you. I mean, and you were very kind and not critiquing. But I did do the dance.
Yes.
And Crystal from Sheldon says, this is the jam of our family. She says, to say it gets crazy in caps when we listen to it is a huge understatement. Glad you guys were able to burn some calories with us this morning, Crystal.
Well, a mother texts her son and she says, hi, son. What do IDK, LY, and TTYL mean? He texts back, I don't know. Love you and talk to you later. The mom replies, it's okay. Don't worry about it. I'll just ask your sister.
That was great. Even funny the second time.
Well, then you know it's a good joke. That puts more pressure on us for Make Us Laugh Monday. The best of the week.